Welcome to the Body Grievers Club. Hi, my friends. I'm Bree.
And I'm Jana.
And we want to sit in the grief and the suck of your body image with you.
But we also want to show you that even in the suck, you can still live a great life in the body that you have right now.
And that no matter how big and how difficult your body grief feels,
you are not alone.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Body Grievers Club. Today, we are going to be talking about, well, first of all, that body image is not about your body. It is, and it isn't, right? It is about your body, obviously, but how body image is really more about your mindset, and we're going to get into it. But we're also going to be talking about how body image is not a journey. And I was reflecting a little bit today. I was thinking about how I have been in the eating disorder recovery space as a provider for almost 7 years, which feels wild to me. And when I started as a provider, I remember I would go into session and some of the kids I was working with, some of the women I would work with would say, okay, like I want to work on body image. And so I'd be like, okay. And then I'd go back to my supervisor and I'd be like, they want to work on body image. And so then my supervisor would be like, okay, well, tell them that body image is the last step to come. So then I'd go back in and be like, okay, well, body image is the last step to come. And then they'd look at me and be like, well, no, it's got to come now because it's impacting me now. And then I go back to my supervisor and be like, well, I don't know what to say. And so I remember even just struggling with how you create language around what body image is and what it isn't and how it impacts us. And so I want to get into that. I think there is these misconceptions that contentment is going to come at different arrival points in our life. And this is the graduate level work. So don't worry, friends, we're going to put a pin in this. But like, I remember this quote and it was like, when I was a child, I just wanted to be an adult so that I could have my independence. When I had my independence, I just wanted to be financially secure. When I was financially secure, I just wanted to be, you know, loved. And when I was loved, I just wanted it to last forever. And when it didn't last forever, I got to the end of my life realizing I kept waiting for the next stage to come to make me feel content, and it never happened. And I think that that is part of the trap that people fall into when it comes to body image, because as we've talked about, that cult mentality, our entire lives, we have been told that if you change your body, if you really care about yourself and your body and you make this effort, you're going to see a difference and you're going to feel a difference. And what happens is maybe we're on a diet, maybe we have an eating disorder, and our body changes. And somebody comments on it and it's like, wow, you look really great. Or you look like you're really healthy or you're taking care of yourself. That does something to, like, you think about plants, right? They say if you talk to plants, it helps them grow, right? Is that true? Am I making that up? Imagine that every time someone's complimenting you on your body, but it's only when your body changes to be smaller. That plants a seed in your brain. And so when we're leaving diet culture, when we are leaving the diet cult, when we are exiting and we're getting off that exit freeway and we're like, no more, we no longer have something measurable to decide whether or not we're doing it good or right. That we're on the right track. Even that terminology, being on the right track, it influences that there is a destination of where we're going. And I think that that's part of the hurdle. It's part of the trap that we fall into, that we are going somewhere. And so one of the things that when we start unraveling this narrative around body image being a destination, I've heard people say, I don't have a relationship with my body. And I was like, well, you do. Or I'm not sure what the word is that I want to use, but I don't want to use healthy because I think people then take healthy and of like, am I doing it good or bad or right? Like if we were dating ourselves with the things that we are saying to ourselves, we would be like, you need to break up with them. And so So this is how we can determine that body image, yes, it's about your body, but it really is about the way you're relating to your body. And that it is influenced by your thoughts and your belief systems. There was this study done in Fiji where it was a remote city in Fiji where they didn't have TV. They had technology, they didn't have TV. And I think they followed several young girls and how they interacted with seeing media. And this city in Fiji went from a low population of eating disorders to an elevated amount of eating disorders. And what that tells us is that what we're consuming, what we're seeing, what we're reading, what we see as normalized influences how we relate to our bodies. So that's on one hand. And then we have, okay, well, if we're not on a journey, then what the hell are we doing? Sorry if there's any littles around, but what are we doing, right? Why are we here? And so I think for me, shifting my thought process from body image being a destination or place that I'm arriving to a exploration of the way I'm relating to my body right now is providing me with information. I need to gather this information and assess, is this true? Is this real? Is this thought one that I want to continue to say and practice to myself? I think that oftentimes we see or we relate to our body image or things happening in our body, and we take what's happening on the surface at face value. Right. I just did a supervision call today with a provider group, and I used this example. I said, let's not even use body image. I said, let's use this example. And so there was this experience where I had unlocked the back door because I had a friend coming over, and unbeknownst to me, he relocked the back door. And I got really angry when my friend came over and was like, hey, the back door's locked. And I was like, no, I opened it. She's like, nope, it's locked. And I got so mad. And I was like, okay. You're really angry. There's a story happening for you. We need to understand what that story is and what story I was able to sort of take away. Again, not related to body image at all, was the story I was telling myself is that by my dad locking the door after I had already unlocked it, he was doubling the work that I'd already done, meaning I was going to have less time. So the service issue was my dad, the catalyst, right? That top issue was my dad locked the door after I had unlocked it. And that surface level issue is I was pissed. If I just stayed there, it would have been about dad locking the door. But when I dug deeper, what that core belief ended up being was there's a story I'm telling myself that there's not enough time in the day. And I believe that. I still believe that there is that truth of like, wow, it doesn't feel like there's enough time. And so this is where, you know, when we dismiss body image with well-known tropes like body image is the last step to come, or let's put body image on the back burner, or, you know, like you're more than a body. While those things are true, they fail to hold space for the discomfort of what lies beneath the surface. There's a quote, and I've seen this in research. An emotion lasts for 90 seconds unless it is fueled by a story or narrative. If you had not had an experience where you have experienced something negative happening outside of your home or seen on TV or whatever it is, there might not have been that fear. And so this is one of the things I want to preface, though. We don't want to turn off that fear. We don't want to turn it off because that is not helpful. Let me rephrase. That feeling, whatever feeling or sensation you're experiencing, is information. It's like having a fire alarm in the house. We don't want to just unplug them because they're going off. That is dangerous. We are grateful that they're going off. But if they're going off all the time, can we explore why they're going off? And one of the things that I hear all the time from folks is, I see body image like a journey, or I understand body image is not a journey, but like, how long do I have to do this for? And I end up saying a lot of times, for as long as you have a body. And so if there's a struggle, like if it feels like this is effortful, it means there is something underneath that hasn't been brought to the surface. And I also want to stress that we don't want to make this another checklist. We don't want to make this another thing that you have to do. For me personally, when it stopped being about my body, then it started being about my giving. Then it started being about my people-pleasing tendencies. There was always something to work on, and we will never get to a point where we don't have to work on things. Like, that is the price of admission to being a human being. I know that when I first started experiencing body image issues, especially after I identified as a coach who works with body image, I started to get scared of, like, oh my God, I'm having bad body image thoughts. And because I felt like a fraud, I was like, then you're going to get found out. And so the way I leaned into it was like, I'm going to just be honest. I'm going to just tell people I'm having a really tough body image day. And what I can tell you is the more I have leaned into the tough body image and I have called it out and I have acknowledged the story, the narrative, the fear, the less held down by that story I feel. And that's, I feel like this really kind of ties it all together for us, because I think part of the reason people want a destination to body image is because of the suck of body image. And this is what I call body grief. There are things that are just going to suck. And we don't have to just stay there. But we do have to explore it in order to move through it. I've been doing a little bit of yin yoga, and one of the things they talk about in yin is exploring the outer edges. And they say you should feel sensation, but not pain. And that really resonated with me, because that's exactly how I feel about grief, is when you experience sensation, that is good, but don't go beyond where it becomes painful. And I think a lot of times, especially in body image, we want to go straight for sexy parts of body image. And what ends up happening is we end up traumatizing ourselves. So, like, we're going to wear the bikini, or we're going to do the really hard thing. And you can do that, but you also don't have to. And I think you'll have way more success if, when you experience body image discomfort, if you ask yourself, how distressful does this feel on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the most activating? And if it feels any higher than an 8, saying, I'm put this away for right now. I'm going to put it in a box. We're going to come back to this when I have more tools, resources, time, capacity. And instead, offer yourself, is there a lower hanging fruit that we can access to begin to explore, that we don't have to explore the big thing? And the way I use this analogy of, like, body image as an archaeological dig is that we don't have to overturn every stone. We don't have to give purpose and meaning to every grief. At the time of this recording, I don't currently know my weight, because in my own body image exploration, when I would see the number on the scale, it would cause me a high level of distress. And so I had gone to the doctor and I was like, I'm going to ask the doctor if we could just not weigh me. And can we not use weight as a measurement? Now, thankfully, I had a really open provider who was open to that. So we stopped weighing myself. It's just not something that we assess. And we'll have to do a whole podcast episode on that and a whole other episode. But that is when we have to begin the archaeological dig, because it's not going to just go anywhere. And that's exactly the exploring the outer edges, right? Because maybe the first time you go into it, it's like, that was rough. And then you're like, hey, but we did that. And I was able to make that stretch, and I did it last time, so I can go that far again this time. Or, you know what? Maybe it doesn't feel that good to stretch that much. Maybe I'm going to stretch a little bit less. The more we stretch this muscle, the more comfortable we will be digging in. And the more we build that trust with ourselves that we're not going to push ourselves farther than we need to, the more information we'll gather and the more we'll learn for the future. This is where I want to leave you. We started with body image is not a journey. We talked about body image not being just about your body. It's also about your mindset. But body image is also about your self-esteem. Like, those two things are very correlated. And we're going to talk about that in some weeks to come. But that the way you talk to yourself, if you're not assessing how your self-talk is impacting your body image, you're probably not assessing how your self-talk impacts you in other areas of your life. And I will tell you that when you work on speaking to yourself respectfully about your body, you will see that transformation in other areas of your life too. I have two final thoughts with that. As somebody with being newly diagnosed with ADHD, when tasks feel overwhelming to me, I avoid them. I won't do it. I'll just be like, nope, I'll do it later. And later doesn't come. I remember when I would clean my room and I would get so overwhelmed. I was like, the part that overwhelmed me is that my whole room needs to be clean. And the way I would trick myself is, okay, well, what if I just focus on one drawer? Let me just clean out one drawer. Instead of seeing all of the tasks that have to get done, all of the things, all of the parts that are interacted, can I just focus on one thing? And so if you're listening to this and there's a body image thought that's marinating around in your head that you're like, yeah, this is the one, I feel the sensation and it's activated, but not distressful, that's the thought I want you to work on. And I want you to explore it. And I want you to get cozy with the discomfort of this sucks and it's uncomfy. And what's the story I'm telling myself? And is this how I want to talk to myself? And just see how that one thought can shift over time. To wrap this up, I think my final thought would be, it is okay if your body image, quote unquote, journey feels difficult. If it feels like I don't see it as an archaeological dig, it's not something I'm ready to explore, that's okay. We're going to meet you where you're at. And also know that when you're ready to move into that action stage of, okay, I am tired of doing the same thing over and over again and not seeing a different result, yourself will tell you. So we just want to thank you so much for listening to today's episode, all about body image not being a journey and being an archaeological dig. If you are listening to this episode in August of 2023 and you are searching for a way to explore your body grief, or you are searching for tangible strategies to dig into body image exploration, and you are looking for a community and resources to shift your beliefs from body grief to body acceptance, and you are a body griever or a body image provider, then I want to invite you to check out my brand new program, Breeze Body Image Vault. The Vault is going to be a one-stop shop library of calls of my best body griever and provider resources to help shift your understanding from body grief to body acceptance. We are opening up the doors for this program on August 10th, which also happens to be my business anniversary. But the doors will open early for anyone who's on the wait list, along with some other extra goodies that will not be accessible to anyone else. So if you have been waiting patiently to work with me in a deep and affordable way, I'm going to encourage you to run, not walk, to the link in my bio of this episode in the show notes and get your name on the wait list. We hope that you join us inside of the vault. But if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello.bodyimagewithbree@gmail.com. Until next time, my friends. Thank you.
friend. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Body Grievers Club. Like all of your other podcasting friends, we would ask that you like, share, subscribe, and give this episode to someone who you think needs to hear it.
We know that grief is tough, but we hope that this podcast helps you feel less alone. To learn more about body grief, check out our Instagram page at the Body Grievers Club.
And to learn how you can work with us today, be sure to check out the link in our show notes for the most up-to-date information. At the time of this recording, it is summer of 2023. We are preparing to launch our brand new program called the Body Image Vault. This program is going to contain jam-packed resources designed to help you expedite your understanding from how to move from body grief into body acceptance. So be sure to get on the wait list to get all of the details.
And remember, friends, no matter how big your body grief is, you're never alone when you're part of the Body Grievers Club.